Village, southeast of Center Avenue, being lot 59, block D, within Sea Air Mobile City Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Ms. Surface, what is the application that was filed by Sun Communities in this circumstance?
This is for a new home that was put on the site by the owner of the old home that was on the site. The owner of that home had the old home demolished and bought this new 14-foot single wide from Atlantis Homes, and they set the home on the site for her. And then we found out from Susan Isaac at the county that it did not meet the 20 feet between structures at the rear. So Susan Isaac and Mr. Lank brought that to my attention, and I worked with the homeowner to help her in this situation because she was not aware of that. She was aware of the 5 foot between property lines, but because of where the shed sits on the house at the site behind her, she was not in compliance with the 20 feet between structures.
Why did you folks allow a mobile home to be set without a variance granted? You say it's already there?
Yes. Well, actually, this happened right around the time that I came to Sierra, and the owner came to the county herself and got the home that was there condemned and went and bought the house, and then called me and said, my house is going to be coming. I have a placement permit. I just assumed she'd done everything that was required of her.
This occurred during the moratorium?
Yes.
Which shouldn't have.
What's that?
Nothing should have taken place during the time.
It was approved by the Planning and Zoning Office during the moratorium.
Was it? I didn't think any permits were issued.
There were.
Was this the one that
it was a harsh
fire?
No.
Okay.
It was condemned because of water damage, I think. The roof.
There were a couple that I know, Lawrence and I believe Mr. Stickles had approved on a hardship. I'm not sure if this was one of them. I would have to ask Mr. Lank if he remembers. I believe he has a letter for the ones that were based on a hardship. I think the fire was one and there was another
one. Surface, I understand that you're new to this job and position. I would ask that you would maybe research and find out why this was placed without a variance granted prior to placing it. I mean, that's the rule, that, you know, if you want to do something that is beyond the limitations, that you apply for a variance first.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, we have people that all the time that don't do that.
Right.
But we would expect a mobile home community to understand, especially with the variances that we've granted in Sierra Village, to adhere to that rule.
That's why we're trying to take the steps that we're taking on these others.
I understand.
I appreciate that too.
Thank you.
And this was,
I didn't want you to know that same time,
just,
but however,
just like, yeah, I'd just like to know why
how they done.
Well.
And it was done without, I mean, that was done without the benefit of our involvement. I guess that's why we can't answer your question, is there was a hardship.
But she represents the owner, so she could find out, correct?
Certainly, but
okay.
I'm saying as far from a community perspective, it wasn't as though the community brought this home in. The homeowner went to Sussex County, got approval, got a third party company to come in and set the home. They never came to us and asked, can we set the home? Where should we set it? And that sort of thing. Now it's my understanding that through the agreement that was reached with Sussex County, that anybody who wants to do anything, whether it's any improvement that they want to make to a lot, the county is going to be looking for approval from Sierra Village, from the management at Sierra Village, saying we've reviewed the plans, and if you can get the blessing of the Planning and Zoning Office, the Board of Adjustment, or whoever is necessary, then, you know, do what you need to do. That was not the policy that was in place at the time. Frankly, this was during the moratorium. Sun Communities was just a surprise that there was a home set as the next person.
I'm sure they were.
But we remained into this.
It was clear that nothing was to be done, and Sun Communities represents the owner of the property, right?
That's correct. And it was a hardship case. I mean, the answer is it was a hardship case, and I think that Ms. Service is correct that it was water. There was water damage, and the owner went to, I thought it was Mr. Lank or Mr. Stickles or someone, and obtained permission to set the home, even though there was a moratorium, so that they would have a home there.
Okay, maybe it did, and we'll take it under advisement to find out if that was the case.
I can find out. I know that on one hardship, they had to submit a drawing saying that they would meet the setback, so I can find out if he still has that.
Maybe on both of them, we can
take it under table to find that out.
But we can also certainly get a statement from the resident and submit that as well, if that's what the board...
That would be fine.
That would be good, because, I mean, you got to understand the position. You know, we tell the, you know, the park and the, some of the owners, you know, we're going to put a moratorium on, nothing's going to happen. And then here tonight, you know, hardship or what it may be, it's kind of hard. And their defense, I mean, you know, they have got a legitimate argument there. How does this happen? And I can't even answer it. Right. Unbeknown to me, so I hope you can understand that.
We have
something in writing, you know, table, find it from the office, how this may have happened.
Same thing.
It was put on.
Hopefully it's understood now, right now, that by Sun, Sun Communities, is it?
Mm-hmm.
That before anything is said, it has to meet the requirements, or it...
Oh, we're not going to do anything without it.
Or it can't get approval.
I think the last application...
Hardship case.
I think the last application was a testament to that. There's no home there. It's a vacant site.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Any further questions? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Is there a spokesman for the group that would like to speak, or just show of hands?
Or do they want to incorporate the testimony?
Or do you want to incorporate your testimony from your first case into this one?
Yes.
Okay, we'll accept that then.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone here in opposition?
I'm not in opposition. May I say something?
You sure can. You've already been sworn in.
In defense of what is going on here, I work with Cindy to get this particular mobile in because it was under hardship. And the gal said she had approval through Mr. Robert Stickles and Lawrence Lank, and there was no variance required. I physically went out and measured with her, and from what we have, because I have the 1982 survey, and I was surprised to see this was even in the mix, that there had to be, it's on the corner, isn't it? There's something on just on one corner that needs a variance.
No, this isn't on a corner, I don't believe. At least there's a mobile on each side. And that's
mobile
why
on each side. This is fair. This is not on the corner.
This is lot 59.
D59, I know. Okay. And that was a hardship, and she said she had a hardship, and I didn't think, because we measured, there was 20 feet. And now that there isn't?
Yeah, now there's not. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not even talking about property lines here. We're talking about...
It's to the shed to the rear.
Shed to the rear.
Okay. I knew it was, because it was, right.
See, even
we weren't opposed to this. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. Okay. Hearing no other hearing no opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
I believe this, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I have a copy of the application for a manufactured home placement permit. If that would be helpful to the board, I'm sure it's in your file as well. But
I actually don't have a copy.
So a permit, sir. Okay, then that answers the question. Was a permit issued?
There's
okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Per attached letter. It says okay per attached letter.
Yeah.
For a replacement.
I'm going to repeat that one.
Well, that would suggest it.
Huh?
That was prior to us.
This was pulled.
That's part of the moratorium.
Prior to the moratorium.
Okay.
8807.
Yeah, that was prior to that.
8807?
Yeah. This, it says okay per attached letter. The original would have the attached letter. If you wanted us to go pull the original, we could do that real quick. It's not that hard. Just go ahead and pull it. It's up to you.
You guys, I don't get them.
Yeah. That'd be fine then. He said, that's prior to that, that letter anyway, so that would be, but we just put it forward in the moratorium. Okay, thank you. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 10,044 under advisement.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10,044 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The cases have been taken under advisement. As you well know, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning.
Case number 10,044.